was from Baltimore, and he talked about he was found lead and come down to Florida. Remember that? That was like in 2005, maybe, or something. Yeah, and I said, well, if God is leading you, then go, you know. And they came down, and he just followed the Lord and heard the clear sound. That's what I want to speak about tonight, the clear sound. So let's look at a couple of verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is the first part. I just came from Hungary a few days ago. I think I landed Monday night. I went over to Hungary for 4 days and just was with the churches and the pastors and had a great time. It was unplanned. It wasn't planned. So it was like landing, preaching yesterday in Baltimore, and then coming down here today, which is like a fun trip. So still like kind of, you know. But the clear sound, this is chapter 14, verse 7. And even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? Maybe we could say a piano, you know, musical instrument. You know, how do you know the tune unless you have the distinction in the sounds? Or if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, verse 8, who shall prepare himself to the battle? This is probably in reference to Numbers chapter 10, where we have the Jewish people blowing the shofar and giving the notice to the whole nation by the trumpet sound. And we have also a clear sound, or we look for in the ministry, the clear sound of God's voice. And it comes to our heart by the Holy Spirit. And there are many voices. Turn now to 1 John chapter 4, please. 1 John 4. And verse 5. They are of the world. And who are they? But those with a different spirit. Look at verse 3. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Many spirits in the world. I didn't say CNN. I didn't say New York Times. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say the various newspapers, radio stations, Hollywood, movies, TV shows and programs, professors at universities, and teachers at school, and principals and headmasters of schools and social clubs, and rich people and poor people, and Hindu people and Buddhist people and Islamic people and so on, and Christian people too. There could be another spirit, you know. But if we are born again, we have the Holy Spirit, and it is possible that we hear him. And that has happened here in this church for many years. We have heard the Holy Spirit speak. Okay, read verse 5. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak of the world. In the world, what does the world do? Hears them. Give an example of how the world speaks and the world hears them. What did they say, and what is it that the world is hearing? What are some things that are said? And there's a different spirit. There's another message, and it isn't Christ. It isn't centered in Christ. It isn't grounded in him. It isn't what Christ said. It isn't how he lived. It isn't the victory. It isn't the anointing of God. What is it but another spirit and also another message? I think we could spend a lot of time on it, but I just There is no God. The world hears them. If you are beautiful, you will be successful. If you have a lot of money, you will be satisfied. If you succeed in this life, get it where all the gusto, right? The beer commercials. Okay. Messages from the NFL. Messages on the radio. Messages from important people. They talk a lot and they say a lot of things. One thing they will never say, that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Mm-hmm. That he is the Christ. He is God. He is the Savior. Build your life on what he said. You'll build your house on a rock. Amen. Okay? Look at verse 6. We are of God. He that knows God hears us. That's what we love about Pastor Foster. He labored and made the effort in the Holy Spirit and in the ministry that God gave him. And we are doing the same today as ministers come and they go. That's 1 Corinthians 3. They come and they also go. Who is Apollos? Who is Paul? But only ministers. What does it say? They water, they plant, but God gives the increase. This is where we build. We build not on the people, we build on what the Spirit is saying to us. Building us up with a clear sound. Building us up in the faith. Edifying us in Christ. Learning our Bible. Learning how to hear the Bible speak to our heart. Learning how to live by faith in what God says. Learning how to edify each other in the faith. Oh, it's an amazing life. Yeah, okay, so. Okay, let's stop there for 1 second. Are you guys used to talking to your neighbor?
Yeah.
You better get used to it. Okay, you say to your neighbor, what is the world saying? What does God say? Okay, look at verse 6. We are God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error. Now, if we were to look at all human conversations that happen today on planet Earth, and there are billions of them because there are billions of people, how many are making a clear sound that comes from God? How many are saying truth from the Holy Spirit? How many are ministering the reality of Christ to the hearts and minds of people? I don't know. But a lot of swearing happened today. A lot of cursing happened today. A lot of anger happened today. A lot of confusion happened today. But in your life and in my life, we are called to something else. Turn now to Isaiah 30, verse 20. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Well, who are these people, the teachers? In the New Testament, we read in Ephesians 4:11, God has given us pastor teachers. Mm-hmm. They're actually gifts from God. they actually have been given the ability to be teaching with a clear sound, to edify us in the faith. This is the story of my life and many of you here tonight, that we met a teacher. We came into the under the Holy Spirit guiding us to worship Jesus, follow Jesus in what he says in the Bible. And God gave us a teacher, and we started to learn to live by the words that come from God's mouth. That's Matthew 4:4. We started to base our life on a clear sound, a distinct sound that's different from worldly philosophy, worldly culture, with natural living. We started to live by faith and believe what God has said. And what God has said and what God says to us is very important. So verse 21, your ears shall hear a word behind you. So the teacher is in front of you, because it says your eyes shall see your teacher. They're in front of your head. So in front of you is your teacher, but behind you is a word. This is verse 21. What does the word say? This is the way. Mm-hmm. Walk in. We could say, Lord, it's a narrow way. Yes. Walk in the way. Mm-hmm. Lord, it's a money trail. Off the path. Yep, that's the way. Narrow is the way. Few there be that find it. That's the way to go. Yeah, but not my friends aren't going with me. Yeah, go alone. But you have a clear, distinct sound. That's the way to go. That's the way of life. That I am the way, the truth, and the life in John 14. All right, so verse 21. The word is behind you, and it says, this is the way. Lord, you mean leaving my, leaving the way I grew up, like we were living in Hungary for years, and there were, we go to a prison, and many gypsies were in the prisons in Hungary. And they were taught as children growing up to steal as part of their culture. So a gypsy could say, and there is also spiritism, palm reading, witchcraft, and all of this in their culture, okay? But we had gypsies also come into the church. And they could say, you know, my upbringing is this way, but Jesus is leading me this way. And I follow him because behind me is a voice, the voice of God, saying this is the way. Mm-hmm. Walk in. I don't want to walk. My family's over there. Well, leave them and walk in the way. Yeah, but Lord, this is what I've always sought to do all my life. I wanted to be a millionaire, or wanted to have my own business, or I wanted to do this, or I wanted to live in Montana, or I wanted to, you know, whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? The key to your life and my life is a clear sound. Not legalism, but the clear sound of God speaking to your heart. Not bondage, not like religious ideas that bring us into bondage, but liberty and freedom. We'll talk about it in a minute. Look at verse 21. This is the way. Walk in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. Okay, so he will, even when you turn, he will be there giving you the guidance. All right, now turn to, turn to Job 28, please. Well, I was in Hungary a few days ago. There was a very important meeting that I had to go to when I first went to the hotel. I took a little nap because of flying. And then I went to the room, and there was maybe 70 people, and we had 3-hour prayer meeting. Mm-hmm. And because unity is so important, unity, authority from God speak into our hearts. Because division happens with us because of different things that happen in life. But the voice of God, when we hear it and he leads us in love, then our differences drop. Mm. Differences are not that important. We don't fight with each other. We are not jealous of each other. We're not envying each other. But I needed 4 days of clear sound. So I would spend a few hours in prayer for getting the voice, the heart of God, what God wanted to say to build us up as a body. Because there's a lot of people there, and there's like many different pastors. We have countryside pastors. And we have the potential for division, jealousy, misunderstanding. Emotions can run high. Pastor Ken mentioned about not forgiving, you know, and all of these things that happen with people. But God was good to us. And there was a lot happening, you know, in the hearts of people. Because when God gives a clear sound, then I follow that voice, and that will lead me in the way. Because there are many distractions, many voices, and even the gospel can be changed. That's in Galatians chapter 1, where Paul said to the Galatians, I'm marveling that you are so soon removed from this gospel of grace. You know, so where can I find the gospel of grace, you know, the message from Christ? Well, in Job 28, this is for your midnight reading, if you can get through Job chapter 28 sometime, and it's like, take some reading, especially if it's King James, and to like filter through this chapter. Now let me give you a hint. Anybody know what it's about? Job 28. What's that?
Wisdom?
Yeah. Finding wisdom. Finding wisdom. Okay. The chapter is about how hard it is to find wisdom. Now, there was a Portuguese man of war, I think it was in 1511, loaded with tons of gold, I think 200 tons of gold, and it was off of an island of Indonesia, and there was a hurricane that came up and it sank. And since 1511, nobody has been able to find that ship. So I'm giving you guys some new ideas. You don't have to worry about retirement, okay? But here's the catch. Some guy tried. He spent $20 million trying to find it. And it's worth something, $1.something billion of treasure. But he can't find it. They don't know where it is. There's many stories about it. You can Google it and look into it if you want to read about it. But I want to use that illustration, use that story to say that there are things in this life that you cannot find, but there's something that is so important for you and I to find. Mm. And yet so many people, they don't look for it, and even if they look for it, they don't find it. Because there's only one way, and here it is, the list is chapter 20, look at just, I'll give you a couple little, verse 1, surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for gold where they find it. What's that mean? Anybody? What?
Always melting down the pure
had run with vein gold and silver in them, and that's what mining is trying to find those veins. Okay. So the verse 2, iron is taken out of the earth, brass is molten out of the stone. Even sends an end to darkness and searches out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. He also talks about birds. Birds cannot find, verse 7, there is a path which no fowl knows, and which the vulture's eye has not seen. Animals, the lions, whelps, and not trodden it. He goes through animals, birds, people. He talks about precious stones and so on, and says basically that where is wisdom? Verse 20. Mm. Whence then comes wisdom? Where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air. Now, what would be a good answer for this? I can't find wisdom. But God came into this world, and Christ said, a greater than Solomon is here. Mm. I came, I am wisdom, Proverbs chapter 8. Yeah. I'm the answer for your life. I'm the answer for everything you desire. I'm the answer for satisfaction, the yearning that you have in your heart. I am wisdom. I am what you are really looking for. But birds can't find it. Mm. People can't find it. You have a great metal detector, you cannot find it. Scientists cannot find it. You cannot find this clear sound by nature. Wow. Meaning CNN, all kinds of news, all kinds of science, all kinds of ideas, all kinds of talking, many spirits in the world, and yet we are looking and finding. And how do you find it? The last verse of 28 is verse 28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Mm. And to depart from evil is understanding. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. When you find it, let's say now, we found it. We found Christ. Christ came into our life. We found wisdom. What are the things that wisdom really teaches us? Here's a short list. Excuse me. Here's a short list. Wisdom gives you the knowledge of God.
Praise God.
Number one. I would not know God except wisdom is God and reveals to us in our hearts wisdom. We have found it. Christ sent it. Christ came into the world so we could have it. Number one, when you find it, and that is through the fear of God, a lot of respect for God, an attitude of faith toward God, a seeking God, like brokenness before God, humility before God, then wisdom is given to you, and you can say in your heart, Mom, Dad, I can't explain it, but I'm satisfied. I'm okay. Mm. I'm more than okay. I am satisfied. Well, what satisfied you? I got wisdom. This is Proverbs chapter 4. With all you're getting, get wisdom. This is an amazing gift to us. The clear sound, Pastor Foster, is it Hugh? Hugh was saying to me, in the kitchen that he's been in the church for many years. And I said, how did you stay here? And I mean, more or less, you know, Pastor Foster, you know, because he fed me. What did he feed us? Wisdom. What does it do? This is the way. Walk in it. Well, where will I end up? I don't know. God can decide for you where you end up. But if you're looking for money, this is not what we're talking about. But if you fear God, That's the beginning of wisdom. And when you hear it, it'll build you up in your inner man, and you'll say, you know, I want this, I believe it. Or, you know. Okay. So, number two, wisdom will give you a sense of the value of people. Wisdom will say to you in your heart, people are valuable. People are important. People are precious. Lost people, saved people, body members, you know, even your own life. Wisdom will say to you, you know, you are in the plan of God. Wisdom will say, God so loved you that he gave Christ for you, so that the Holy Spirit would fill you and renew your mind, and you would find your life satisfied and edified and built up in him. Wisdom will teach me not to trust in myself. Wisdom will say, you know, trust in me and follow me. Wisdom will say, the cross is the answer. The cross means you're not such a wise guy. You're kind of stupid, actually, and that you need me. The cross will say, you're not so strong. You're actually weak. And the cross is actually the answer for our new life. You know, when a man is saying, you know, like pornography sometimes in a man's life is like a default mode, because he's not satisfied or built up or edified in wisdom. But when we walk in wisdom, we're able to say no to sin, or no to the old ways, or no to our own life, and say, I have found something more precious than life itself. I have found wisdom, the clear voice of the Lord. Number three. Wisdom will teach you about the future of man. Wisdom will teach us about the coming kingdom. Wisdom will teach us about the coming Christ. Wisdom will teach us about our future. Wisdom will say to us, your life is not in vain. Wisdom will say, your sacrifices are not in vain. Wisdom will say, anything that you give up or surrender to me, I greatly reward you, in Hebrews 11:6. They that come to God must believe he is and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes. Mm. You know, Hungary used to be a communist country, and communism devastated the people. There are wounds there in the hearts of people. It's passing because the generation is dying off. But still, the economy, the psychology, the despair, loneliness, the poverty, the depression, all of these things, they're very powerful forces. But why did God make me? Not to destroy me, but he would be my glory and the lifter of my head. That when we walk with wisdom, remember King Solomon? He was such a wise man, and the people that were in his court, Queen of Sheba said, when I saw the men, the people that were in your court, I realized you are a wise man. When I saw the people around you, and we could say that about God, when we are the people around him and we're hearing from him, and people are able to tell something about us, like Acts 4:12-13, they have been with Jesus. They have found a freedom and a joy and something new. Well, these are our folks from Baltimore that just came by car. They came by car. Isn't that nice? How many hours did it take you?
We left at 2 a.m. and we just got filmed 18 straight.
18 hours? Okay. So Isaac is from Brazil. His dad is the pastor, Geraldo, in Brazil. It's Isaac. Agata is from Hungary. Robert is, Joe, Robert's brother, that's Joe, is from Baltimore. Lisa Mulligan is from the UK, from England. And then Amy is from, or Emma. Emma is from Baltimore. And we are talking about the clear voice, the clear sound, the sound of wisdom. And after the meeting, maybe there's a piece of pizza out there or something. I'm not sure. Or it's a little bit of water. It's a little bit of water.
Oh, good.
All right, so. Okay, so future of man. Wisdom gives us a sense of man's future. And number four, here's a couple more. Number four, wisdom gives me an understanding of grace. That I will know grace. It goes along with point number one, the knowledge of God, that he's the God of all grace. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. He is a forgiving God, the gracious God, the God of all comfort. 1 Corinthians 1, 3. He is a God of all mercy. He is a sovereign God, the almighty God, the knowledge of God, and the clear sound that comes because wisdom is screaming out in the street in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 5. She cries out, Proverbs 1, 22, and also verse 23. Crying out in the street, turn you at my reproof. I will make known my words unto you. I will pour out my spirit unto you. And then, therefore, look at us tonight. We get a shopping center, a room like this one. We fill it up. We pray. We go out to the neighborhood. We care about people. We talk to teenagers. We have a clear sound in our heart. I need it in my heart. I asked a Finnish pastor in January, how have you done it? He's a Bible Speaks pastor in Finland. How have you done it for 40 years? How have you followed God for 40 years and been a pastor for these 40 years? And he said, I've been fed. That's all.
Yep.
I said, that's so amazing you said that.
Yes.
Thank you. Say it again. He said, I've been fed. You know, if you project into the future and look at where you will be, you don't know, actually. It's hard to do anyway. But if I was to look into my future and say, I would be a pastor, or I would be a missionary, or I would be faithful in a church, or any of these things, it might be too much. But if you could say, every day that God could feed me, every day the clear sound of wisdom would be in my heart. Every day I could walk by that little bunny trail and go on the way that God would lead me and get words from God, then I'll end up okay.
Amen.
Wherever that might be, I'll be all right and bear fruit and have a testimony in my heart, God did it. And at the end of your life, this is what's going to happen. If you are fed by the clear sound, that clear, distinct sound of God's word and grace, and it'll be like this. They'll say, your kids might say, Dad, how did you do it? You've been a Christian your whole life, ever since I've known you. How did you do it? And you'll just say, I didn't do it. Wisdom was my guide.
Yes.
Wisdom led me. Mm. With all you're getting, get wisdom. Well, what is wisdom anyway? Well, it's not the voice. It's not the many voices that are on the radio and TV and Hollywood movies and everywhere. No. You need to filter it out. You need to find a man of God or a woman of God who has a clear sound. You need to have the Bible opened up and speak to your heart. And the drugs will go away. Last night in Baltimore, this guy told me, we have a little thing going on together. He goes, his name is Brian. I go, Brian, how many? No, he said, Pastor Shelley. 91 days. 91 days. And this is what he means. He started taking heroin when he was 12 years old. And it's 20, he's 32. He, for 20 years, heroin and crack cocaine, homeless, living in the woods, and now saved, moving on in the faith. Very kind of gifted guy, likes to read and thinking and talking and moving on, and God changing his life. And he goes, 91 days, never in my life, never in the 20 years has it ever been that I have been so many days. I mean, not even any. He was every day high. That's how he lived. But no, this changed now.
Praise God.
And he loves it. It's a miracle. You see, teacher is in front of you, the voice behind you, and wisdom saying, you are precious, you are valuable. I am with you. I will guide you. I'll lead you all the days of your life in peace and wisdom. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful.
But where can you find it? Look at 28:12. But where shall wisdom be found? Where is the place? Man knows not the price thereof, verse 13. Neither is it found in the land of the living. The ocean, verse 14. Says it is not in me, and the sea it is not with me. You cannot get it by gold or silver for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir. Okay. You know the point there. Can't buy it at Walmart. Can't get it in Tokyo. Cannot find it in Moscow. Cannot find it, dig deep. Go to the bottom of the ocean, find, search, go to all the libraries. You cannot by your own natural talent and skill get it. Mm. But it's the gospel of Christ. It's the person of Christ. Mm. It's the way of faith. If you live by faith in him, you will find it. I have a little story here I want to read to you from this book. Howard Rutledge's plane was shot down over Vietnam. He parachuted out, stripped naked in prison, 7 years. Brutally treated, his food was a bowl of rotten soup with pig fat, skin, hair, and all. Rats the size of cats, spiders. He was cold, alone, often tortured. He was sometimes in excruciating positions, left for days in his own waste, with carnivorous insects boring through his oozing sores. How did he keep his sanity? Mm. He says, it took prison to show me how empty life is without God. Wow. So I had to go back in my memory to those Sunday school days in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If I couldn't have a Bible and hymn book, I would try to rebuild them in my mind. I tried desperately to recall scripture, sermons, gospel choruses from childhood, and hymns we sang in church. I struggled to recall those scriptures and hymns. I spent my first 18 years in Sunday school, and I was amazed at how much I could recall. Regrettably, I had not seen then the importance of memorizing verses from the Bible. Now, when I needed them, it was too late. I never dreamed that I would spend almost 7 years in a prison in North Vietnam, or that thinking about one memorized verse could have made the whole day bearable. Mm. One portion of a verse I did remember was, "Thy word have I hid in my heart. How often I wish I had really worked to hide God's word in my heart." Mm. You know, in one way a sad story, but on the other, what did he come down to? He's saying, I don't have anything, but I have God. God could help me. God can speak to me. To find it is like finding the greatest treasure. Now we are living in a world in America where we are divided. it. There's like political division, cultural division, and so on. Many voices, and there's a great need for us to hear that clear sound. And if we got it, and our churches got it, then we are salt and light. If we got it, we could go to a communist country and they will hear it and believe. If we got it, we could go to India or a Buddhist country and declare it and say yes, and then people say yes and find it and pay any price, anything, whatever the price is, it is well worth it. So Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and sell it not. Revelation chapter 3, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. I counsel you to buy of me gold. This is what he said to the Laodicean church. All right, so what will wisdom do? And we'll finish up the future of man, the gospel of God, and then wisdom will show the glorification of God. God is glorified. God, with wisdom, will show us, see, it's not about you. It's about God being glorified.
Praise God.
Yeah, you have been through your trouble, but I have healed you, and that glorifies me. You've been in your trouble, but I have comforted you, and that glorifies me. I have delivered you in your trials. You've been 91 days without heroin or crack cocaine, and that glorifies me. I will be glorified. Wisdom is saying, I will be glorified. I will show you who God is, and you will know in your heart and walk in it. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So I say this tonight to honor Pastor Foster, who labored in that, was effective in it, and also to say to your life and to mine, praise God, we got something.
Yes.
I was just saying that Portuguese man of war, gosh, I wish I could go for and so on. And the Lord says to my heart, no, you find greater treasure.
Yes.
If you can hear the clear voice of what I have to say to you, I'll lead you in and out and guide you all the days of your life. And it'll go to your children. And it'll go to your children's children. In Deuteronomy 29:29. Now deliver you from a thousand on your right and 10,000 on your left. And yea, and 6 troubles. No, even in 7. I will deliver you in the book of Job.
Wow.
Okay?
Yes.
Wow. So thanks for your prayers for the work in Hungary and Baltimore, and praise God for the work here in West Palm. And Pastor Jeff is doing a great job.
Amen.
Thank God.